Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. We are so excited about what God is doing in our lives, even in the midst of unlikely circumstances and situations, where we're seeing God do great things, because when God chooses an individual, when he chooses a family, a nation, or a people for his purpose, that people, that person, they do as God has predestined their life, and he ordains it for victory. So no matter what's going on in your life is the intent of God. You are not a mistake. You are the intended of God, because he purposed you to live. He purposed you to show up in the time that you showed up, and he has a purpose for your life, a destiny for your life. If you can just understand that it's all working together for your good, and as you obey God and walk in his truth and serve him, you'll see that purpose unfold, you'll see your destiny unfold, and you'll see God get glory out of your life. We have been talking about several things in church services and in our Bible study, and it's dealing with the overthrow. And when I say the overthrow, what I mean is overthrowing sequences, systems, cycles, circles, that have operated in your life for generations. Some of it is generational. Some of it can be even things that you've done in your own life, mistakes, and it seems like they show up continuously over and over again. And these places that show up over and over again produce the same results, even though it's a different year, different time, maybe different people, different job, different city, different community, but you're seeing a pattern of things that are showing up in your life, and those patterns that are showing up are not producing what you really want. It's always the same result. It's always the same thing. And so whenever you start to pray and ask the Lord, what's going on? Why am I producing the same result? What's going on? Especially if I'm connected to you and I'm aligned to you and I'm doing what your word says, and yet there's something that's coming in my life that brings a reoccurrence fruit or result that I am not liking, and you try to figure out what it is. Well, when you begin to ask the Lord and he begins to show you, many times it is a pattern or system, a sequence, a cycle, a circle that the enemy uses in your life over and over and over again to keep you in this holding pattern, to keep you in this place where you're not possessing what God says, whether it's in your family, whether it's with your children, your marriage, your health, financially, in the spirit realm, with career. And this holding pattern that the enemy uses, it's a stronghold, and he uses it to keep you so that you never break forth into the place of victory in that area, in that place in your life. And if it's a word curse, it could be words that you're saying that you don't realize are holding you in a place where you cannot break forth. Words like, I can never get a break, or this is all I get. It's always going to be this way. I can't win the losing. All of these words are word curses, and they basically hold you in a pattern where the enemy gets a door to operate in your life. And the Bible says, know that life and death are in our tongue. So because the Bible says in Matthew that every word that we speak, every word that we say, we're going to be judged by it. You have to be careful what you say. That's why we have to be very slow to speak about things, because we want to make sure when we say words, that those words are words of life. Those words are words of power and direction, and they're intentional words that give a result of the expected end or the expected place or the expected fruit of what you need or what you want in your life. So you have to make sure that you are speaking the right words and you're saying those words under the authority of God, knowing that as you do, something's happening, something's moving, something's changing. There's a result that's going to come because you're speaking words that command the faith and the power of God to activate in the spirit realm and now manifest in the earth, because you will have the fruit of what you say. You will have the harvest of what your mouth speaks. So if you're decreeing and declaring the right words, and you can continue to speak those words and walk in the principles of God, you're going to see a harvest come in your life. If you're decreeing and declaring things that you need for God to do, and you're standing on the word of God and you're praying, you can expect God to show up and do what he's already said is his perfect will for your life. And knowing his perfect will and knowing the timing of the Lord is critical, because you want to make sure that you're not praying amiss, that you're not praying things that the season for that is already gone or the season for that has not yet come. But you want to be in the timing of God. And you want to know, this is the time. I've been prompted by the Holy Spirit. I've been prompted by God. He's letting me know, this is the time I need to do this. I keep getting this unction in the spirit to say, this is the time I need to move, or this is the time I need to act. This is the time I need to make this decision or make this choice or start this or change this. And so when we are led by the Spirit of God into areas where we know that God is saying something, you can expect God's power, God's grace, God's anointing, and God's will to be done when you're moving in his timing. When you move out of God's timing in your own timing, then that means that you're going to have to keep things going. You're going to have to make it happen. You're going to have to make something occur that when you're walking and moving in God's timing and that grace, it causes things to work faster, smoother, and better for you. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have obstacles and things that's going to come. It just means that God takes it and he puts it together in a way that you know it was him. And when you're outside of the timing of God and the will of God, everything you do is a huge fight with no real lasting results or nothing that is turning the way that God spoke. But when you're in his timing and you're moving with the cloud of glory, you're moving with God and you're hearing and you're listening, you can expect the end place to be the result of what God says. But when we're dealing with cycles and systems, you have to make sure that you have use the authority of the word against those things and break them off of your life. Because whenever you break a system, a cycle, a sequence, a circle off of your life, God is going to train you and teach you how to walk outside of that. In other words, whatever it was that you were doing, whatever it was that you was the normalcy of your life, the routine of your life, and it was a system or cycle or sequence or circle that was keeping you in a holding place, God will now teach you how to walk, how to function, how to thrive, how to live, how to have victory in that area the way that he says. The way that is according to his word. That means he's going to change your mind about that thing. He's going to change your actions, your behavior about that, your conduct, your words about that. And he's going to allow you to now speak or act and move according to his righteous will, righteous word, righteous fruit. And you're going to see the results of that begin to manifest in your life in that area. Because as you even hear the word of God in that area, read the word of God and study the word of God, you're going to see God do miraculous things for you. But you have to be intentional. And you can't back off because you fail or didn't happen the way you thought or it's too hard. You have to understand that in your weakest place, God's strength is made perfect. So as you're striving, as you're pressing towards the mark, as you're moving in the things of God, as you're declaring and decreeing, this is God's will, and I'm going to be intentional about my results because God is intentional about my victory and my expected end and what he has for me. So whenever you understand that and you begin to move in that arena and in that place, God is glorified. You have to look at your life and see where there's been patterns where the enemy has kept you from possessing what God says. You have to look and see what generational things are being reproduced in your generation that was a previous generation same results. You have to break those patterns and those sequences and those systems and those circles that the enemy is using, because he doesn't want you to possess whatever it is that God has for your family, for your lineage. And then there are times that people with themselves will speak word curses over you or over your family and try to stop a family from moving forward or possessing or becoming or developing into what God says. But no weapon formed against you will prosper. God is over every, his authority, his power is above and over any wicked demonic force, any word curse, anything that's happened in our life. God's power is greater, and he breaks and destroys every single yoke. As we trust him, as we believe him, as we walk in his principles and his precepts, you see God's authority in your life manifesting great things. And so you have to be intentional about your victory. You have to be intentional about what God is doing in your life, and you have to know the timing and season of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will let you know what it is. He will tell you. He will lead you and guide you in the truth. God will let you know when you need to do certain things and when you need to pray. And even if you don't know all the answers, if you are listening to the Lord and you're moving in his timing and his authority, and you know his voice. This is not your voice or a voice, the voice of the culture or the voice of the world or the voice of something else. You know the voice of God because you belong to him. And if you belong to him and you know his voice and you have the prompting of the Holy Spirit, anything God leads you to and God tells you, it's always going to be for victory. It's always going to be for his glory. It's always going to be for you to be in the process of growing and maturing in him and developing in him. And the results are always going to be something that looks like God. Okay? So it's going to be in alignment with his word and his will. It's never going to be against his word. Never going to be out of his will, never going to be something that his word doesn't tell us about. It's always going to be in alignment to his word, his will, his authority, his life, his truth. And that is the thing you have to understand. Anything outside of that, anything that's telling you to do something totally against the will of God, the word of God, that is of the enemy, that is of the devil, is not of God. And you don't obey that, and you learn the voice of God so that you can move intentionally into victory in every area of your life. So you have to say, okay, God, show me where these cycles, these systems, these sequences, these circles are, that these things that keep reoccurring. Every time I get ready to go forth, every time I get ready to move in victory, every time I get ready for an opportunity or an open door or a blessing or something that you want to manifest, there's always something that stops or hinders me or blocks me. And that's how you know that is the enemy stopping you from a victory that God wants you to have. So in that case, you already know by hearing what I'm saying, that you know have to break that sequence, that cycle off of your life so that it doesn't reproduce with your children and your children's children's children, and that you take the authority of God because you've been given spiritual authority. Take that authority and begin to bind and rebuke anything that's not suitable in the heavens and the earth, and loose God's divine will and his plan and his angels and his word, and watch his truth manifest in your life like never before. You have to understand that God is not he's not a God that he should lie, and he's not a God that fails. So he has given us his spirit in his life. So whenever you begin to move in his will and break these things and move in the timing of him, you're going to have expected in the expected place, the expected results, and the fruit and the harvest of what he says. Be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror. God is with you. He's for you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for this 15-minute empowerment and Favor Life, the process of there. And we'll see you next week at the same time. Have a blessed week.